Central New York's live performance spaces and other arts venues are hoping their efforts to reach audiences virtually over most of the past year pay off when patrons return in person after the pandemic. But it hasn't always been easy, and not all have been able to make the transition. That has CNY Arts Executive Director Stephen Butler worried.
There's actually a silence, especially from our community-based arts groups, than from some of the larger, you know, institutional arts, culture, and heritage organizations.
For example, Butler says Syracuse Stage has been successful in putting on virtual plays, and so has the Red House. But he says it can get very complicated to try to safely produce these performances with pandemic protocols.
You're looking for shows, you know, are they two character, four character? Can people come out and do a solo performance, singing, and then if it's a quartet, how far do they have to be apart? How far the film crew needs to do it? All of these things that go into this.
Not to mention union rules and protections, licensing music for broadcast versus a live performance, different skill sets among videographers, and numerous other nuances. Then, Butler says, you have to hope your audience can watch the production at home.
You also have to now be available to audiences who are like, I can't get in. What is the password? Sort of like a virtual house manager, if you will, where the ticket buyer might be confused about what seat they were supposed to go to. Now you have to direct all of these things virtually.
Butler says the extra effort and cost just might be worth the effort, since a household could buy just one ticket to watch a show versus multiple seats. But Butler says most audiences seem to sincerely appreciate the virtual connection to their favorite venues.
They are interested in what this region is producing because there is a sense of loyalty and affection and understanding of the value that the local and regional arts, culture, and heritage organizations bring. It's not as if we lost everyone to Netflix.
And Butler says, in the end, the venues might have reached a broader audience in the process. Still, he says plenty of organizations are clearly struggling. Many have applied for assistance from the CNY Arts Impact Fund, which has raised half of their $1 million goal. Butler says most venues are also eligible for federal relief. More information is at cnyarts.org. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.